Let's bring Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air, into the conversation. No, I think there is a sense of narcissism that drives most of the elite athletes where it's all about them, and that Jokic isn't like that whatsoever. Troy, I think he's been giving some significant signs that he is going to be done when he's done, and we should enjoy it for now. Not that he's going to give less ever, but he's going to be done when he's done, Troy, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's curious because he's so young, D-Mac. It's just, does that competitive desire, it's sometimes it's easy for guys to think that, and then they just miss it so much when they walk away from the arena. You just cannot replicate that competition. But if he returns to Serbia and he's not in the NBA environment and you're not around those people, it's much easier. But I don't know. I would... You know, he's a Hall of Famer now, honestly, if he only plays a few more years. I would just, selfishly, I hope he plays for, you know, another 10 years, because every year he plays, it feels like the Nuggets are going to have a chance to either win a title or contend.
I would be stunned if he played. Hey, let me ask you a question, and we learned this over the weekend. What do you think his favorite NBA Finals of all time is?
His favorite?
His favorite. Jokic's favorite NBA Finals of all time.
Oh, God. I mean, I would just guess, like, Dirk Nowitzki beating the Heat.
All right. Orlando, you got a guess?
Oh, man, I would say Spurs.
It was a trick question. None, he said. None. He has no distinct memories of any NBA Finals. None. I'm telling you guys, he's just a different dude. It's a different cat. It means different things to him. And again, I have to emphasize this so much. This does not mean for a second he will try less or he's not motivated right now. That is not the case. He's incredibly motivated, and I think he really does want to win. But I think there are some unbelievable signs on the wall that when his contract is over, he'll be done playing in the NBA, Troy.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be odd. But I do know this. While he's competing, it matters. When you watch his passion on the floor, and whether it's with refs, with teammates, that hasn't changed, and I've only seen that amplified this postseason. So in the present, I haven't seen anything that would suggest that he doesn't have anything but just an absolute rocket fuel burning desire to win a title.
Totally agree.
When you win
totally
a title, agree. It changes everything for you. As a great player,
all right.
When you win a title, it changes everything in terms of your legacy.
Do you think he'll have a deeper satisfaction upon winning the title than he had none. He said the good feelings after the Lakers were done in a half hour. So do you think he really will have something more significant after winning a championship? Or do you think he's going to just sort of feel like after a championship, more or less the way he felt after the Lakers?
No way in hell feels that way.
What's interesting to me, and O can speak to this because he's competed at the highest level, sometimes you as the athlete, you identify it as the goal and you reach it, and there is, I don't want to say empty, but there is like, that was it. But when you win a title at the professional level, sometimes it's the reaction around you by the other people is what makes you appreciate it more. When people start coming up to you and telling you they knew where they were when you won it, when you see the parade, so sometimes there's a visceral reaction by, like, your emotions are triggered by how others react to you. And so that's why I would reserve judgment, because I know guys who won titles and they're like, oh, I didn't think it would be a big deal. And then they got the parade and they got the attention and everything they've been through the rest of their life, they identified as a champion. It has meant a way more than they ever anticipated.
Yeah. When you win like your division or you win the AFC, you've won absolutely nothing. You've won. I'm an AFC West. I'm an AFC West champion. Mm-hmm. I'm an AFC champion. Mm-hmm. It means absolutely nothing. I will give you three of my fingers, a big toe right now for a Super Bowl ring to be a Super Bowl champion. So I love that Nikola Jokic sits here and says, 30 minutes later, nothing, because you haven't won anything yet. You really haven't.
I'll be very curious to hear from Jokic once they do win, because I do believe they are winning.
Troy, I want to ask you about the luxury tax. We see it, right? We see the LA Dodgers. They don't care about a salary cap. You see it in the NBA with certain teams as well. If the Nuggets win this year, do we flirt with that territory? Because we got a big piece of the puzzle that could opt out. He's got that player option in Bruce Brown. And if you're Kroenke, do you just say the heck with this and we're going to be over at the salary cap now because we just turned this place into a destination place when it comes to the NBA?
Yeah, that hasn't been their habit. They usually make a tough decision.
But they've won so much lately, Troy. You won a Stanley Cup. You won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Can't you just say the heck with it and now it's about the luxury tax?
Yeah, but look at what the Rams are in now. Look at, you know, Kadri, they let him go, and I'm not saying he was worth it, but they let him go. You start making tough decisions, man. I'd hate to see Bruce Brown go. Because if you think about the differences between last year and this year, despite, you know, besides Jamal Murray's health, Bruce Brown and Caldwell Pope, they have no panic. They've been in big games, and you see that. With all due respect with Will Barton, the guy literally played in a vacuum. He had no situational awareness ever. And anytime a guy made a big shot, he had to get his. He was the worst situational player in the playoffs. And you see this team totally identify with Jokic and their role, and it's because guys like Bruce Brown get it. Bruce Brown was a great player on the Nets for his role. I watched a lot of Nets because I like watching KD play. And I'm like, when they got him, I'm like, man, I like this dude. So I would hope, but I just know typically somebody doesn't get paid. It's just how this works on teams like that. It's a great decision to have, win a title and keep him. But he might say, you know what, I got my ring. I want to go get a bigger paycheck and be a little bigger part somewhere else. Maybe not. He's really embraced Colorado, so I hope he stays.
All right, last one before we let you go. You've been here for all of it, Troy, in Colorado. All of it. All the big ones you've been here for. All of them. Amazing. Where would this rank?
For me, it would rank second to the Broncos' first Super Bowl. I covered Super Bowl 32, and people to this day still talk to about that, kind of the where you were moment when they won it. Mm-hmm. And I only say that, and I do love the Avs, and but I didn't grow up with hockey. The Colorado Rockies hockey team was here, mm-hmm. and they were gone. I never saw a professional hockey game until I covered one with the Avs. So for me personally, okay. It would rank second. Now, had the Rockies won, I would put Rockies second. Rockies didn't win. Mm-hmm. Rockies Rocktober is the greatest journalism event I covered over a course of 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But in terms of what it would mean, I would rank it second to the Broncos' first Super Bowl.
Wow. Well, what a week it is, Troy. And we'll see you down there?
I'm in Idaho. I'm just past the Washington State.
You guys
Florida,
are
Idaho.
Still playing?
Brady's team is in the Final Four. We're undefeated,
what?
Man. We have a chance to win the national
title. Oh, my God. Wow. I apologize. You guys are in the Final Four nationally.
We are.
Holy cow.
That was the big story of the day.
Goodness gracious.
Why didn't we lead off with that?
Yeah,
thing?
Man. We're bearing the lead. Well, best of luck. When's the next game?
We play tonight. It will be 7:30 Colorado time. And we win that, we move into the championship game where it's a weird bracket, like the Chassa bracket, where a team would then play you, and they set up to try to make sure it's just every team has one loss. But if we win tonight, we move into the championship game. If we lose, then we have to play back to get into the championship,
sure.
But we're in the Final Four.
So if you win, let's say you win and you're in the championship, do you just have to win one more or two?
Well, you then play Wednesday against the team coming back from the loser's bracket, so they want to create a thing where on Thursday it's a winner-take-all. It's dumb for me.
Wow. Okay.
It's a weird thing, like where the team comes back. So you would play a game that you wouldn't have to win. So, but there would be an opportunity if we win those two games where someone would have to beat us twice. If we win tonight, we're in a good position. I'll put it that way.
Wow. Well, damn. Okay. Congratulations and
good luck
to Brady and everybody in West. Go Westmont.
Yes. Yes. Appreciate you guys. It really does mean a lot. People have reached out and said how much they followed along. Because this is it. It's going to be the college journey's ending here in a couple of days, regardless. And it has been a magical carpet ride.
Holy cow. I can't even imagine. That's great job. Thank you, Troy. We'll catch up with you and hopefully hear good news from Idaho.
Yep. Thanks, Troy.
All right, Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air, with an update on the Nuggets and the NAIA National Championship for Collegiate Baseball.
Nice.
We really do it all.